This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
A second championship point for Jannik Sinner and fires down the middle. He's done it! Jannik Sinner is the winner of Wimbledon, the first Italian ever.
I do have to say, and if you're mad that we're talking about this, blame RJ Choppy. He got me into watching at least the men's Wimbledon final after his absolute tennis craze last week that broke out Thursday edition here on Sean and RJ Bobby Belt back Thursday.
There we go, baby. Sinner wins it for the men. Iga Swiatek wins it for the... That was one of the biggest destructions I've ever seen.
So in high school, we were a really, really good program, right?
Yeah.
And I created the Bagel Club.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bagel Club is when you go ahead and you blank your opponent.
Like Dan's Bagels, big time bagel fan.
Dan's Bagels?
Dan's Bagels at Trophy Club is fantastic.
Real.
It's a little small.
Doesn't sound real.
That's great, man.
Doesn't sound real legit. Dan's.
They run out by about 10 o'clock in the morning. They run out of bagels, but they're fire.
Yeah, it's like Sharif's Enchiladas, Dan's Bagels. But I created the Bagel Club, and that was my way of creating competition amongst us.
Uh-huh.
You win 6-0, 6-0. You put up the double zeros. That's the bagel. And I did not know that they took that over to the professional level until this female final. This was the match that we were following on Thursday.
Yeah, so we were following.
And Kevin Hegland's winning on through underdog.
Right. So Sabalenka was taking on Anna Samova.
Sabalenka's the number one.
And she's the number one. And she's dating this millionaire yogurt empire dude.
Oh.
Sleeveless shirt guy started some kind of like yogurt shake, you know, acai bowl dude, right? So big acai bowl money. And so she's like, you know, she's already rested on her laurels. She didn't have to worry about anything. So this, you know, this young American wins it. And then she goes and takes on Swiatek and gets worked. 6-0, 6-0. I mean, it wasn't even close.
6-0, 6-0. I had seen like an ESPN note that this was like maybe the biggest betting one-sided wager that you could make. And I was like, this girl just took out the number one seed.
Yeah.
And Vegas had her getting absolutely destroyed, and she did.
Yeah, it was a crazy... I mean, it was a big-time
upset. Not a game?
It was a big-time upset for her to beat Sabalenka to begin with. Sabalenka doesn't play well on grass. But she didn't even come close in this one. It was a destruction. And I think this thing was done like an hour. Like, it was so fast that this thing was over. And you have people talking about
the first women's major title featuring a double bagel, I think, since 1988. And am I even surprised it took place that recent?
Oh, and it was, if you go just to Wimbledon, this is the first time in Wimbledon the final was this since, like, you know, pre-war.
Like, for those of you that don't know, this is much worse than, like, getting shut out 40-0 in a Super Bowl. To not get a game?
Is this worse than Seattle, Denver?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You get a beatdown in football, blowout. To not win one game, you're a finalist? One?
One.
In two sets?
Six.
That's like a first-round matchup. And not even that.
Yeah.
6-0, 6-0. I couldn't believe it when I saw
it. It's insane. So that happened. And like I said, it was over like in an hour. And then you have people saying, well, should they make the Wimbledon final for the ladies a best of five?
Why? So we can see 6-0, 6-0, 6-0?
Right. So absolutely. So she's like, and you know, people
what's
are saying,
the thought in that?
Just like, you know, your nerves are too high. You know, you
not
give
enough
up a
time
game
with just two out of three sets.
Yeah. Like if you lose the first set in a women's tournament, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You're in big time trouble. Meanwhile, in the men's, I mean, Sinner lost the first set.
Yep.
And he comes back and he wins the next three.
Did you watch this?
I watched a little bit of this. Yeah. He comes back and he wins 6-4, 6-4, 6-4, the final three sets. But he had dropped the first set. It was like, oh, okay, nothing.
And he had lost in five sets to Alcaraz. This is number one against number two at the French Open.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like setting up nicely, rival back and forth. You get one, I get one.
People are already
one-sided.
Talking about that this rivalry is like, it's one that is, you know, for the ages. And Alcaraz was trying to become the fifth man in the Open era to win Wimbledon 3 years in a row. He had already won back-to-back. I thought he only won one. But, you know.
Sinner. Are you hearing that phone, Ross? Is that your phone? Is that Chop's phone?
No, that wasn't me.
That might be mine. I don't know. I just turned it off.
Definitely seemed like a me thing to do to leave my phone on loud and have a mic on.
Having a perfect 6 a.m. hour. Don't jinx it.
So far, so good.
Peyton's worried.
So these two guys have won the past seven majors between them.
Damn.
And, you know, I think it was Sinner that beat Joker to get here in the semifinals. But, you know, I think this is now Sinner's the third shortest time between his first and fourth major ever.
He's an Italian,
which, I mean, this he's, you know, kind of fake Italian, right? The people from Italy are fake Italian.
Making bagels.
Right. They don't wear Fila suits. They don't say, oh, you know, those are the real, right? But you got to sound like Andrew Dice Clay to be real Italian. But Sinner's won like four majors in 500 days. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Which UFC cut would you like to start with? Ground and pound or meeting the president?
Oh, do ground and pound.
Okay. This is Derek Lewis, UFC on TNT, and he just mauled through his opponent. He got the job done, and he's in the ring afterwards in his post-match interview.
Derek, back in the win column, extending your record for most knockouts in UFC history. What do you want next, my friend?
I've been gone for 2 weeks, so...
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My wife next. It's going to be a lot of ground and pounding. Ground and pounding. She know what it is. Fine ass.
She know what it is, that fine ass.
That's great.
Get that as a mark.
This guy's a treat, man. As soon as he's done, he just takes his pants off. He just takes his shorts off and he's got nothing on but his tights, like his spandex.
35 seconds he won.
He's a beast. And his post games are always the best. And then that's so you see him after the fight's over, and they've got the judge, like the referee between them, right? And then Michael Buffer's saying, you know, is the winner of this bout in 35 seconds, and they go to raise his hand. They raise his left arm because his right arm is holding a cell phone. And Dana White had handed him the phone, and it was the president. Like, Trump called him. Trump's just sitting home Saturday night watching UFC.
He's obsessed with the sport. He loves it.
He does love it. I mean, I didn't, you know, whatever. He was just sitting at home in the White House in the Lincoln bedroom watching, you know, watching Derek Lewis rip his pants off after winning in 35 seconds. And
you used to only talk to the president when you're an athlete, like after you won the Super Bowl. You get on the cell phone, right, or you go to the White House.
Yeah, now it's after.
Trump is taking credit for the White Sox in this winning streak as well. They haven't lost, and I'm being serious. They haven't lost since they showed up here.
Oh, my God. And then
get rid of that loser to San Francisco.
So, yeah, most of the time it's after the Super Bowl or whatever, win the title. No, this is just after UFC, like, 353, you know, some random UFC fight, UFC Saturday night in Nashville. So he calls them up, and they asked him in the post, you know, what y'all talk about?
I've been telling Dana a couple of weeks now. I need to talk to him about something.
Could you tell us what that something is?
No, man, no.
Would it be about maybe fighting against
the world? It's classified.
Oh, it's classified. You're an agent
now? It's classified. It's almost something about terrorists and stuff like that.
So. Oh, serious?
Yeah.
Serious stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Are they signing you up? You're going to join the FBI?
We don't like the FBI right now, me and Trump. Oh, you know, they're trying to get that list out of us. And I had to call. I had to tell the president, hey, you know, make sure they don't let.
I got you.
Don't have my name on that list.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
The Epstein list.
Yeah, I think that's. I mean, I assume that's what they're talking about.
Gotta be.
Gotta be. What a time to be alive.
He was familiar with the current events.
Cracking jokes about the Epstein list.
Yes. Whew. Which. This is the most Republican backlash I've seen.
Absolutely.
Over any
anger.
Over any Trump issue.
Oh, without question. It's like legit anger. Legit anger. Because like it's like people are saying like, hey, dude, we like got you in here to release all this stuff. The UFOs,
no
the
holds JFK, barred.
The Epstein.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody's safe. Drain the swamp. All that crap. And it's like. You're not doing it. You're like deep state now. You're compromised.
Yeah.
Somebody got to you.
Yeah.
The CIA say, hey, we're going to put a hit on you? Or are you, it's like, are you trying to hide something?
Yeah.
So it's like, what's going on?
Speaking of controversy and mystery, Air India, we have more info on this flight. Just recap what happened with that.
So this was the flight a couple of weeks back. It took off and then it went right down. It got up to like 600 feet, right? You saw it was a 787, went up and then went right back down. Well, they think they know what happened a month after it happened. So 30 days out, they do a preliminary report. And that was on Friday. Everybody died this except for one. One guy jumped out of the plane. He like opened the door and jumped out right when it was about to crash.
And his brother was on there?
His brother was sitting next to him. I guess he didn't like him. And he didn't tell him to unbuckle his seatbelt and get out. But they think they know what happened in their preliminary report. They cut the engines off, the fuel supply, right by that throttle thingy. Are two buttons. They probably shouldn't be there, by the way. They shouldn't be so close. Where if you pull the buttons, it shuts the fuel off to the engines. So they shut the engines off. Now, I did a little digging. This is not something that you could do like a light switch. It's not a light switch. You've got to pull up and push down, right? So it's like a lever. You got to pull and push. So you got to do this on purpose.
Was there any reason to do it on purpose in terms of what they were going through? Or is this...
No.
Am I thinking that they wanted the plane to crash? Or this was a maneuver they were trying to...
I can't imagine there's... like everything I've seen, like there's like
mistake
no
mistake or intentional in terms
it,
of
it
what happened.
It could be a mistake. It could be a mistake. Intentional, obviously, is the worst case scenario. Because now you got a whole heap of other problems on there. But you have to purposely do this. Like
well, you
this,
don't now.
Yeah, that's true, right? Because like there's no reason at that point you're still trying to you have no thrust, you got no lift. You need power. You can't get up without it. So I don't know how they would want to do that intentionally. You know, purposely for any flight maneuver. But if they wanted to crash the plane, that's an easy way to do it.
877-881-1053, Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. Because of you all, not only did I watch the Wimbledon final, I watched, speaking of like travel disasters, I watched that poop cruise on Netflix.
How was it?
It was good.
Pretty disgusting, isn't it?
It was pretty disgusting. Hour long. I don't remember this story when it was happening.
I have a vague remembrance of some of the poop coming down the side of the wall or the side of the ship.
Yeah, they like turned the boat around, but when like the boat turned, that got all the bathroom stuff to overflow.
To overflow because of the waves, it tipped.
Yep.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Trapped out there. I was like, why didn't just like 5, 6, 7 tugboats just like initially just get out there? Now, they're like, because it would cause a free-for-all, it would cause a war between people. People are already fighting for sandwiches. Imagine getting on a rescue boat and how crazy that would be. So they weren't going to come and rescue the people piece by piece,
right,
or fly them out on a helicopter because people would probably die,
yeah,
fighting amongst each other.
I mean, but you're in the middle. There's no AC. You're in the middle of the ocean or the Gulf.
Oh, yeah.
Awful.
No,
awful.
No AC. They opened up one night. They're like, these people are bored. Let's have an open bar. And that ended up backfiring.
Yeah, backfired big time.
Big time.
You gotta my mom's on a cruise right now.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Alaska.
That's the only cruise. Oh no, I've done two cruises, but the Alaska one by far the best. Family trip.
Victoria Gardens. Yeah, she left out of Seattle. I think she left 2 days ago out of Seattle.
Who'd she go with?
Some chick from church.
Chick from church.
Some lady, yeah. Some old lady, you know, these old ladies, these widows from church. They go just fly up there. They got their, you know, nothing else to do. So she went to Seattle and she's cruising out. I think it's Norwegian cruise line, but she likes cruises now. My dad would never go on them.
Why?
Just doesn't sick. He gets motion sickness. He did.
That's another thing. If you're out there and you get seasick.
Oh, yeah, what are you going to do, right?
You're just absolutely stuck.
So he never would go on one. So she's been on like 3 now in the last couple of years, and now she's on an Alaskan cruise. I have no idea where she is. She could probably see Vancouver, though, Peyton.
Did the Dallas Cowboys represent up front? A lot of people think, Corey Majors included, the offensive line is the key to the season, which is going to kick off in Oxnard, California, the home of the Cowboys. That's this entire station is going to be there. Does the rest of the league think the Cowboys can get it done up front? We'll tell you inside the Star in the home of America's team next with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.